Hebrews chapter 11, the Hebrews chapter number 11. The Bible says in verse 1, he says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." I'd like to preach just a little while this morning, thinking back on this week, on this thought, veterans of the faith. Veterans of the faith, as we just celebrated a Veterans Day, and we sure do appreciate all of our veterans, as we've already said. I thank them for their service that they had to this country, but not only this country, but to you and I, amen? Praise God, if it wasn't for their service, if it wasn't for the veterans that we have, we wouldn't have the freedoms that we have today to worship God in spirit and truth. And we sure do thank you. We honor you, fellas, and we thank you for the service that you had to this nation, and we appreciate you with all our heart for what you did, what you endured, what you went through. You say, "Well, preacher, what does it mean to be a veteran?" Well, the definition of veterans, persons who have had long experience in service or experience in warfare. I want to say most of these fellows, amen, if you ask them, they've had long experience in the service to the Lord and the warfare, fighting the devil every day. Amen, praise God. They probably tell you the worst enemy they've ever had was the devil and this old flesh that they live in. But I thank God that they've won, it's overcome both, and his name is Jesus, praise God. I'm glad he gives us the hope and the help that we need. I'm glad that he is that very foundation that we can build upon. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for." Now hope is that evidence of what we have. That's that evidence of faith, praise God, we have. That's faith with an expectation this morning. I won't say we have an expectation of bigger things ahead, greater things ahead for a child of God. Amen. As we see that, the very substance of things, that's that title deed that God gives us in faith, trusting on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, through the Holy Ghost of God that's going to be there with us, that'll dwell in us, takes up his abode in us, walks with us, talks with us, leads us and guides us and takes us through this life, praise God, to deposit us over on the other side in glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, you say, what do you mean deposit? Praise God. The Bible says that we're in the Father's hand. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we ever get a hold of that, just accept that, and through faith believe that, amen, we'd be in a whole lot better place. We'd be in a better state mentally. We'd be in a better place physically if we just realize that if we've trusted Lord Jesus Christ, then we've been put in the Father's hand, and the Father, praise God, he said he ain't lost none. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Every one of us in the Father's hand is going to make it over to glory. That's why I was telling the youngins, that's why it's so important to be saved, to trust in the blood of Lord Jesus Christ and what he did for us on Calvary. So we see that the veterans of faith here, the Bible begins to tell us about it. And I don't know what Brother Charles talked about in Sunday school on this chapter, but as we see this and we begin to delve into some of these lives, we begin to see the veteran coming out in them, the veterans that they were, praise God, for the cause of Christ. As we look at the scriptures in heaven, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, the Bible says the very substance and the hope that we have and the evidence of things to come, the evidence of things that's not seen, praise God, come out in people that believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, if you believe on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, these things will come out on you. You'll begin to realize things, praise God, you'd never realized or recognized before. The Bible says by faith Enoch was translated, he should not see death. Amen. Praise God, the Bible teaches us about old Enoch. He was at the 10th line from his forefathers, and they had men had forgot about God and wasn't walking with God. But Enoch come along, praise God, and he decided he was going to go in his own direction. He wasn't going to go with the world and the ways of the world. He was going to go in the ways of God. And he started walking with God and talking with God. And the Bible said that he was not, for God took him. Amen. Praise you. You want to go out of here rejoicing, praise God. Just walk with God, talk with God. And one of these days, praise God, in a little while, God Almighty, he'll just take you up out of here to be with him. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said he should not see death. Praise God, he didn't see it. Jesus made us that same promise. He said, if we put our faith and trust in him, that we'll not see death. He said, preacher, everybody dies in this world, praise God. Yeah, but we don't have to see it. We don't partake of it, praise God. When we trust the Lord Jesus Christ, he brings us through it and brings us to himself. takes us across old Chili Jordan, praise God, and we don't even get our feet wet. Amen. Shouting and praising God on the other side. Amen. Don't have to have dry socks, dry shoes. I pray God come out of there shouting and praising, giving God glory because of the deliverance that the Lord give us through Christ Jesus, our Savior. I'm glad I got a Savior this morning. I'm glad I got a blessed hope. I'm glad I've got somebody on my side. When I look around, can't find nobody. I want to say I can bow my head and close my eyes and cry out through a thrice holy God. And I can see the power of my Savior. For my life, I can feel that touch from glory. I can feel that hand of God upon my life. You know what I'm talking about this morning, church? I'm talking about the real thing this morning. Praise His holy name. I'm talking about being a veteran of the faith. Amen. Walking with God, staying with God, being touched of God. Amen. What he had was an enduring faith. Faith is ought to be something that's enduring. Amen. Faith, Lord Jesus Christ, it ought to be something that lasts. It's not meant to be something that's fleeting. It's not to be something, Brother Bill, that's passing by in a hurry. Faith that we have in Lord Jesus Christ, praise, He said it's the very substance, praise God. Amen. Enduring faith is the very substance that we base our lives on. The substance of Lord Jesus Christ. That's that title deed, praise God. It's that offering that we've been given, that foundation of assurance that we have in Christ Jesus our Savior. You have a foundation of assurance this morning? Realize Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Praise God that you've been saved, born again. Praise God, promised heaven. Amen. One day in a little while. He said, but Enoch walked with God. But by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Wouldn't it be good today, young'uns, to just know that, praise God, our lives, the way we walk and live, talk, and we act and react, praise God, it's pleasing to God. Amen. It ought to be the way it is. Ought to have a desire this morning to be pleasing to God. Now, I'd like to be pleasing to people. I'd like the people to be satisfied with me, don't you? Amen. Not disappointing me, satisfied with me, helping them along. But praise God, I'd rather be that God be pleased with me. And that's where the rubber meets the road. That's when truth comes in. It's when God Almighty is pleased with you and I. And it can be that way when we put our faith in Lord Jesus Christ. Become veterans of the faith. He said, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Amen? Without faith, we got to have faith to be pleasing to God. You can say, preacher, what does that mean? That we believe that He is. Amen. That Lord Jesus Christ is, praise God. He's that substance. He's that evidence, praise God, that we need to carry us through this life, praise God. Deposit us over in glory in a little while. And it's just like a direct deposit. Amen? When you put your faith in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, you become a direct deposit into heaven. Amen? Glory to God. What does that mean? It means you don't have to go through a middleman to get there. About all of us anymore, praise God. Everybody's got where you work and a place of business and things. Everybody's gone to direct deposit. Yeah. And then you don't get a check no more. You don't get a stub no more. You just go, you got to go on to your email to look, see whether you got paid or not. Amen. A lot of people don't like that. Amen. Hey, I like to see what I'm getting. Some people say, hey, they're making it where it's not negotiable. If you work for such and such company, then your paycheck automatically goes into direct deposit. I want to say, praise God, the only direct deposit I really like is the direct deposit that I've been promised in heaven. Amen. Amen. As a veteran of faith, praise God, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, I've got a direct deposit into heaven one day in a little while. You say, preacher, when's that going to be? I don't know, praise God. I don't have a clue. But I know one day in a little while, praise the Lord, this old boy will end up in heaven. Brother, I'll let out my last breath and I'll take the next one in glory. Amen. I'll have clarity of thought, clarity of speech, praise God, when I start praising my Lord around the throne of grace. But what a blessing that's going to be. Praise His holy name. He said, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is. You believe God is? Amen. Amen. God is, praise the Lord, He is. And that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. Veterans of faith, praise God, believe this with all their heart. They believe that God is, praise God. They believe that they want to be pleasing to God. They believe that God is God, and praise the Lord, and that He is a rewarder. He is a rewarder. I said He is a rewarder of them, us, you and me, that diligently seek Him. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Seeking the Lord, desiring the things of God, desiring godliness and a walk and a talk and a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Most important thing you have. We can take our children, we can give them an education, we can do this and that, but the most important thing we can give them is the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, an example of mama and daddy, mama and papa walking in the goodness of God so that they can see Christ in us, that hope of glory. That's a veteran of faith that walks that way. The man said, "Oh, Enoch was a veteran of faith, walking, trusting in God. Praise His holy name." And then there's old brother, Noah. The Bible said, by faith, Noah, being warned of gods of things not seen as yet. Ain't it amazing how God will give us a warning, God will give us a forelook into things that's coming? He said, "Preacher, how does He do that?" He does it in the volume of the book. Amen? God speaks to us through the volume book. God speaks to us through His Word, praise God, and He gives us little hints about things that's coming if we'll just pay attention. We find that, praise God, as veterans of faith when we seek Him diligently, that we might find Him, that we might see Him, praise God. He begins to manifest Himself to us. And He says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Now I want you to notice the old Noah, his test. Amen? Noah had to go through a test. The Bible tells us that God got to looking for a man that would be a deliverer. Praise God. And He said He chose old Noah, a man of righteousness, praise God. And He gave him a task. Amen. He gave him a task. He told him to build an ark. He said, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. And I want to say Noah was a veteran of the faith. You say, how do you say that? Oh, Noah, praise God, began to be a preacher. The Bible says of righteousness. He began to preach the righteous things of God, the right things of God. The world that was all around him, they didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to believe it. They didn't want to accept it. But Noah kept a preaching anyway. Why? Because he was a veteran of the faith. Faith in God Almighty, the righteousness of God. And he just kept telling it everywhere he goes. The Bible teaches us to go into all the world and compel them. Go into all the world and tell them about Jesus Christ the Savior. Praise God. Noah was a preacher of righteousness, a veteran of the faith. And he just kept preaching and preaching all the time that the ark was preparing. Amen. I can see old Noah in my mind's eye. Brother Bill, he had built a while. And he'd preach a while. He'd preach a while. And he'd build a while. And it seemed like the only people that was listening to him was his family. Amen. Amen. You know why? Because he was a veteran of the faith. They said, hey, now his children, his wife, his sons and his sons' wives, at the very beginning of this, they might say, man, your daddy, he's an old kook. He's a preaching this stuff, preaching about a flood, preaching about things that's coming, preaching about the righteousness of God, preaching about the goodness of God, preaching about the safety of God, preaching about the deliverance of God. What's he talking about? But by the time this thing was over, I prayed God, because he was a veteran of faith, he just kept a preaching her. And a preaching her and a telling it, praise God, like it was. But when it come time to get on the boat, praise be to God, it'd been pitched within, without. Praise God, type of the atonement, the Lord Jesus Christ. When old Noah called them to come in, praise the Lord, every one of his family got up, praise God, marched down that ramp into the boat, that ark of protection, which is type of Jesus Christ, praise God, to the saving of their souls. Amen. That preacher, what difference it make? Being a veteran of the faith, praise God, makes a difference in the lives ahead. Every life ahead, oh, Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Amen. Bless your soul. Now, by faith. Amen. So they was Enoch and they was Noah. But what about old Father Abraham? Oh, Abraham left. God called him out of Ur of the Chaldees and told him to go. He said, I've got a place prepared for you. I want to go. You know what Abraham did? He said, well, Lord, let me think about this while. No, he went and told his father-in-law. He said, hey, listen, this is what God said we got to do. He said, load it up. He said, well, let's go. Amen. So he loaded up and let's go. And they took off. Peter, his father-in-law, praise God, got down there to Hebron, and they took a side route. I mean, I don't know, maybe it's for health reasons, I don't know. But they stayed there for a while, and he said his father-in-law died in Hebron. Amen? He died in Hebron when he's gone, he's dead. They had buried the dead, and Abraham said, listen, he said, we still ain't attained to the promise of God. God still is speaking to my heart. God still is giving me direction. He was a veteran of the faith. He said, I got to keep marching on. He said, hey, listen, we can't slow down. We've hung out here long enough. It's time to march on. I want to say, young as it's about time, we realize we've hung out long enough. It's time to march on. Amen. Veterans of the faith. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God that deliver. The Bible says, oh, Abraham went out to a place he didn't even know about. Amen. You ever think about just loading up and going to somewhere you don't even know about? I did that one time. Amen. You better be careful how to stay with the Lord. When the Lord was dealing with us to preach, I was going to load up, and me and Teresa, we'd done decide we was going to go to Oklahoma. They was building a plant out there. They needed somebody to help run the maintenance department, engineering. And boy, I said, well, Lord, that's what I'll do. I'll just load up and I'll go out there and maybe God will leave me alone. Amen. I want to say, praise God, you can't run from God, youngins. It don't matter where you go, how far, where you hide. Little David said this morning, whether you hide under a table or under a rock, praise God, the Lord knows where you're at. Amen. Amen. From the mouth of a babe, the truth comes out. But God sees us everywhere we are. We can't run to Him, run from Him, but praise God, we just need to run to Him. Amen. You say, preacher, there's a whole lot of things. Now listen to me. There's a whole lot of things. You say, well, preacher, there's a whole lot of things God would like me to do, but I just don't know if I can. Oh, let me just tell you straight up, you can't. There's a whole lot of things God speaks to your heart, won't you do, but you can't. But I want to say this morning, by the authority of His Word, He can. Amen. Amen. When we become veterans of the faith, we just say, Lord, here am I. Abraham stepped out not knowing where he was going. But God Almighty had a place prepared. Amen. Praise His holy name. Well, I tell you this, when I come up here almost 16 years ago, I had no idea there was a church at the bottom of this mountain. Amen. I've never been here before. Brother Bill called me and asked me if we could come preach. I talked to him about a month before that, and I said, "Well, you pray about it, and I'll pray about it. And if God, that's what God wants, we'll come." And so he called me about a month later. He said, "Preacher, could you come preach for us?" I said, "Well, yes, I come preach for you." Lord just opened it up at that time. I'd just been set free from another church. We were intermittent. And God opened the door. I told Teresa, I said, we're going to have to go find this place. I have no idea where it's at. Amen. I had got the address from Brother Bill. So we Googled it, and here we are. Lord brought us up, and we drove around, and we looked it over, and I said, wow, it's way out here. Amen. It's way out here. Amen. Never think I'd have come this far, but I told somebody the other day. I told us as a singing group singing, and a couple of them in there knew me when I was in high school. And they said, Preacher, how'd you ever end up way up here? I said, praise God, God had to send me somewhere where people didn't know how I used to be. Amen. Praise God. There's a lot of folks out in Weaverville know how I used to be. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, but I'm glad I'm not that man anymore. Amen. Amen. Praise God, because being a veteran in faith, trust the Lord God Almighty, He's changed my want-tos. He give us a different direction. He's taken us in a different path. So we see Abraham stepped out on faith. When he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. Had no idea. He said, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Said he got out, praise God, wasn't living in no Cosmo Hall, praise God. He was living in tabernacle. He was living in a tent. Amen. Praise God. I will say this morning, if God wants to use you and He puts you somewhere, praise God, if you have to live in a tent, praise God, it'll be the most glorious tent you'll ever live in. Praise God, God will move in with you. He'll help you. He'll guide you. He'll lead you. He'll give you all that you need, praise the Lord, to worship Him in spirit and truth if we're in the perfect will of God, if we become veterans of the faith. Amen. He sojourned in a country, a strange country. praise God, heirs of Isaac and Jacob, of the promise. God had made him a promise. And let me say, God is the ultimate promise keeper. God can't lie. Amen. And he's promised us hope and eternity. But the Bible says Abraham was looking for something. Said, for he looked for a city which hath foundations. Thank God for them foundations, don't you? Praise his holy name. Whose builder and maker is God. He said, this thing ain't man-made. Praise God. He was looking for a city that wasn't of this earth. It wasn't of this country. He was looking for a heavenly home. Amen. Praise his holy name. It was by faith. Enoch and Noah and Abraham were veterans of the faith. They walked with God. And then the Bible says there's Miss Sarah, Abraham's wife. It said through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. You remember the story? She was in the tent and the angel said, hey, about this time in the season, praise God, Sarah's going to have a baby. Her womb had been shut up. She's 90 years old. He said, yeah, right. She lived within herself. But praise God, God Almighty wasn't kidding. I want to say, when God tells us something, when God makes us a promise, praise the Lord, he's not kidding. Amen. But he was dead serious, praise the Lord. He said, therefore sprang there even of one of and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he says that it was all because they were veterans of faith. They believed God. Listen, young, we need to be veterans of the faith. Amen. We need to be veterans of faith. We need to have a hope in Christ. Verse 13 says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded. We're persuaded, ain't we? Are you persuaded this morning the promises and the hope that we have in Christ Jesus, your Savior, your Lord? Amen. We're persuaded of them, and they embrace them. In other words, they got a hold of them, praise God. We need to reach out today, young, get a hold of the promises of God, just hang on for dear life. Praise God. Literally, God's got us, and he's got them, and he will fulfill his promise. And confess that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They said, glory to God. They said, where are you from? Said, I'm not from around here. Amen. Praise God. There's a lot of folks that's not from around here. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, I'm not from around here. I'm heading for a heavenly home. My conversation is in heaven. Praise his holy name. They confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. Listen, young, we're just passing through here. This is not our home. Amen. We're just leasing it, borrowing it for a while. Till we get out of here to go be in our heavenly home. A place that's prepared for us. Praise God, it's yours, it's mine. That's given to us by God. See, these places we have down here, they're not really ours. You say, yeah, preacher, I own my place. Yeah, you don't pay your tax and you'll see how much you own. Amen. Amen. They're talking about that now because if you own property and land, amen, they're going to talk about taking it, praise God, and using it because it needs to be redistributed because you don't really need all that you've got. It don't matter that you, praise God, I'm going to say there's a God of heaven who's made us a promise of a place, and it's ours, praise God, for keeps. Praise the Lord. What a blessed hope we have as veterans of the faith. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, for what he's promised to give us. The Bible says, for they that seek such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. You know what they did? They forgot about that behind them, praise God, and they was looking for a city. Amen. They was looking for a place. They was looking for a promise, and that promise was from God. The Bible says in 16, but now they desire a better country. That is a heavenly country. Amen. Praise his holy name. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Amen. A place. A dwelling place with him. Praise the Lord. It can't get no better than that. God blesses us here and he allows us to have things, allows us to dwell together. But praise God, he's prepared for us a better place. a place with Him in glory. Amen. Veterans of faith, praise God, we can count on this. He said, I promised them a better country. I said in the beginning this thing, I love the United States of America. I thank God for USA. Amen. But praise God, God's promised us a better country someday. A better place than this, as great as it is. The things that we have and we're allowed to enjoy. One day, He said, there's going to be a better country that we're going through because we're just passing through here for just a minute, just a moment in time. But then we're going to glory. Amen. And these veterans of faith, they knew this. They had promises. But we see, Abraham, Bible says, faithful Abraham. Can you imagine? It says, by faith, Abraham, he was tried. Abraham had to go through a test. I got to thinking about this the other night. Can you imagine that old Sarah? She's there and she's 90 years old. She done thought she could never have a child. And God Almighty moved upon her and He opened up her womb that she might conceive. And she had a son, praise God, Isaac. She birthed him into this world. Amen. Can you imagine what happened when Abraham... God spoke to Abraham. He said, hey, listen, said, I want you to take your son, thy son, thine only son, Isaac, and I want you to offer him as a sacrifice. Amen. I'm talking about veterans of faith. You'd have to have a lot of faith. A lot of faith to take your little old young'un. I mean, a promised seed of one that you've been looking for, one that you've been longing for years and years and years. And God said, I want you to take Isaac, thine only son. He said, I want you to take him up to a mountain. I'll tell you of, and I want you to sacrifice him there. Can you imagine the faith it took for old brother Abraham to explain that to Sarah? I'm talking about faith, young'uns. I'm talking about faith. And she said, well, Abraham, said, oh God, but said, if that's what God told you to do, if that's what God told you to do, you do it. Bible said Abraham took Isaac. A test! He took Isaac. But this veteran of faith, praise God, he stood up to the test. Bible said he clave the wood, bundled it up. Praise God, he took the fire. He loaded it on the donkeys. He got his servants and he headed off. Amen. Veteran of faith, trusting in the Lord. Now the Lord's never asked any of us to sacrifice our children. Amen. Never has. But in a sacrifice of faith, Abraham said, I'm going to do what God told me to do. Amen. He gave us this son and have promised us an inheritance. It said, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it is said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Accounting that God was able. Now this is faith. This is a veteran of faith, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which also he figured received him in a figure. Amen. Abraham said, praise God, I'm going to do what God said. I'm going to take my only son Isaac, and I'm going to offer him up for a sacrifice. Now you're talking about a veteran of faith. He had faith. And it was a test that he went through. We all go through tests, don't we? We all go through tests in this world. We all go through trials in this world. But he took him up there and he offered up Isaac. Took him up that mountain. Little Isaac looked at, wasn't little Isaac. He's probably a late teenager then or a teenager. He looked up and he said, Father. He said, yes, my son. He said, hey, we've got the wood and we've got the fire. He said, where's the sacrifice? Amen. And Abraham in faith, Brother Bill, glory, hallelujah. He said, God will offer himself a sacrifice. Amen, glory, hallelujah. He said, God will provide himself a sacrifice. You know the story. This veteran of faith marched up the mountain. He seen it. He told the servants to stay there. And he said, me and the lad were going to go ahead, paraphrasing, and worship and come again unto you. Praise God. He said, I'm trusting God. Amen. You know the story? He got up there. He laid out the wood on the altar. He laid the wood out. He bound up Isaac, laid him upon the wood. He drew his knife out of his holster, to do that dastardly deed of sacrificing His only begotten Son. And I believe He had His hand reared back, and I say He's getting ready to plunge that knife down into Isaac. When the angel of the Lord, praise God, reached down and got him by his arm, he said, Abraham, he said, you've proved yourself. He said, you've been a veteran of the faith. Praise God. He said, don't do no harm to Isaac. And he said, he looked over there in the bushes. Caught by the horns was a ram. Amen. God had provided Himself a sacrifice. Praise God. You say, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying when we become veterans of the faith, when we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He provides a sacrifice. He becomes a sacrifice. Amen. When we keep trusting Him. See, it's only this whole life we live, it's only a test. We're just going through a test. We're going through a trial. We're going through a test that God gives us. And as veterans faith, we just keep our faith in the Lord, just trust Him, praise God. Till one day in a glorious little while, praise God, He'll call us out of here. Then we can stand before Him and He can say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You passed the test. We were talking about tests in Sunday school and how we can ask the Lord to help us, and He'll help us even when we take tests. God, sometimes the Lord gives us tests. We go through a lot of trial, go through a lot of tests in this world before we get out of here. But it makes us all to become veterans in the faith. You say, preacher, I never thought of myself as a veteran. Praise God, if you stay in faith, if you stay with God, if you walk with the Lord all the days of your life, praise God, from now on, praise the Lord, you're going to be a veteran in the faith. A veteran, praise God. One that stood the test, one that served, one that presented a service to the Lord, one that experienced warfare. Amen? A veteran for the Lord Jesus Christ. Finishing your course, as Paul would say. He said, I fought a good fight. He said, I finished my course. Amen? He said, I stayed with the fight. I stayed in the battle. I kept my eyes on God. We can look down through here and you can continue going on all day. Praise God, through the book of Hebrews, the word of faith. Amen. Praise God that God gives us these faithful saints of God, these veterans of faith that God shows us. How they wouldn't quit. They wouldn't settle for second best. But they had faith in God. And faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. They was looking for that blessed hope. Amen. We ought to keep our eyes on the prize, looking for that blessed hope. Praise God. Being veterans, become veterans. Amen. Of faith, trusting God to be there for us. I mean, you could go on and on. I could go on this all through this. But praise God, I think you've got the point. I think you realize, praise God, where they are, where we are. And they were no better. They weren't super saints. They weren't no different from you and I. Amen. Rahab was a harlot. Yeah. Amen. They weren't super saints. They were just people, praise God, that decided to go with God. Decided to commit themselves to the Lord and say, God, you know what? I think you've got a better plan than mine. We need to realize today that God has a better plan than we do. And we ought to just decide in our heart that we're just going to go with God. Amen. We were talking about, we covered a lot in Sunday school when we was talking about baptism, what it represents, how it represents, you know, the dying out to the world and rising up in newness of life to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. If there's ever been a time that we need to die out to this world and rise up in the newness of life in Christ Jesus, it's the day that we live in. Because there's people all around us that's looking for some kind of hope. They're looking for truth. The Bible said truth will make you free. It'll bring you out of that burden and the sin that so easily besets us. And these folks, praise God, they settled their heart on the God of heaven. They said on the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And God began to make them veterans of the faith. They come out of there shouting, praising. They come out victorious over on the other side. And the Bible says that through faith, their faith was counted to them for righteousness. For walking right with God, for trusting the Lord, for being faithful to the God of heaven. Amen. That's what He said He does. It's a test that we go through, praise God, that makes us veterans. And we come out as veterans of faith. As we think about this and think about even these fellows that served as we celebrate Veterans Day, and we thank God for each one of them, as we've already said, the commitment that they made when they got called out. Most of them were drafted back. There was a draft back in. Amen. You didn't just volunteer. They sent you a letter and told you to appear, amen, to come be in a certain place at a certain time, and you had to go. And they answered that draft call, and they loaded up, and they left out just like Abraham, not knowing where they went. But I believe if you talk to these fellows, they tell you they was people back home that was praying for them. They was people that was lifting them up every day. God Almighty would help them, watch over them, keep them safe, and bring them back again. Amen. They was committed to something, praise the Lord. They called and said, when the call came, they loaded up and they went. And then because they was fighting for a cause. Amen. That's why we call them veterans today, because they were veterans. Because they stepped out the call. They entered into service. They entered into an experience. They entered into warfare. Amen. Praise God. And they come out victorious. And we sure do appreciate them today. But God's calling us to be veterans in our faith. Amen. Just like these in this hall of faith that we read in Hebrews chapter 11, praise God, we have that same opportunity today. Amen. That one day, praise the Lord, that somebody can look back on your life, look back on my life, and say, you know what? They were a veteran of faith. Amen. You may never went to war. You may never been in the military. But praise God, we fought in the army of God. And that's the most important army that you can fight in. Amen. Young people, old people alike, praise God. It's time to get in the battle. It's time to take up the fight for the Lord Jesus Christ, the cause of Christ to a lost and dying world. He said that ye should go into the world and preach the gospel, tell them about Jesus. Have a testimony. Amen. Praise God. Be a veteran of your faith in Christ Jesus our Savior.